Blog Talk Radio.
You ready to rock this town by now?
Greetings and welcome to the 58th episode of Rock This Town Radio at TC. I am your host, TC Clark, and along with my production assistant, Cuddles the Cat, we're coming to you from our Bloomfield studio in the 412. That's Pittsburgh, PA. Tonight, we will be deep into the great grunge and alternative rock tunes of the 90s, and our show is called Lithium is My Co-Pilot. I listen to Sirius XM on my way to work and back, and often it's on the Lithium channel. And so tonight's playlist came directly from what I heard over 2 days of commuting. And I am dedicating this show to my friend Jill in Erie because she's so excited to hear what I come up with. Okay, let's bring in a guy who has been a close friend of mine for over 50 years through high school, college, and beyond. One time in college, he hung out his bed sheets to air them out, and he won second prize in a campus art contest. Mr. Carl Kafer, ladies and gentlemen.
I hope you did not masturbate today. We need you sharp and ready to go.
Hi, buddy.
I'm sorry, I'll be doing that tonight, TC. It's just
okay.
It's a normal thing for me.
Yeah,
okay?
Well, from what you told me, you probably didn't have a chance to do it because your neighbors, but that's okay.
This is true. But I will say this. I was really pissed I didn't make first place.
Yeah, I bet you are.
Yeah, you know, damn those two sisters who came up with the decoupage or whatever the fuck you call it. You know, but damn it.
Yeah.
I came in second place. That's good enough for me.
That's pretty good, considering you weren't even planning on entering, you know.
Exactly.
But, so,
see, I am appreciated. I just want you to know that, TC.
I saw one on Facebook today. It said, why do threesomes have to be limited to sex? Why can't I see a couple arguing and jump in? So, yeah, that works, too. So, we talked about it, and you said you know the 90s. You don't know the song name titles, or you don't know the bands in a lot of cases. So tonight you're going to get an education, my friend.
Well, that's really good, and I'm looking forward to this because, you know, I mean, I listened to the radio in the 90s. I was at the store in the 90s, and I liked the music. I liked the music very much so. So I'm looking forward to this.
Well, like I said in one of my posts during the week, I said, this music saved us from the lame 80s. This music saved us from the hair bands and the MTV bullshit. All right, we got a lot to do, man. So we're going to get right at it,
all right.
Okay?
So I'll see you after the set list, okay?
Okay, buddy, sounds good. Let's get our ride through the 90s alternative rock and grunge decade started with the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Don't believe it's been slitting my throat. It's all I am. I'm a hug of us to a photograph. I thought that I've been brought up the path. Oh, once you know you can never go back, I gotta take it on the other side. Everywhere I marry the sea, a stranger's
That was Collective Soul and Disturbed from their 1995 self-titled album. I'll see Collective Soul for the 12th time next month at a festival in Wheeling, West Virginia. Newport Beach, California band Sugar Ray with Every Morning from their third studio release titled 1459 from 1999. And we start our commuter playlist with Other Side from Red Hot Chili Peppers. The track is from their 1999 album, Californication. On to our second set on the big show, and we'll start with Sublime.
Glass, you're running out of gas, just sympathy.
Jane's Addiction with Ben Caught Stealing off of Ritual de lo Habitual, their second studio album released in 1990. In the middle, we heard Nice Guys Finish Last from Green Day, a track off their 1997 LP release, Nimrod. And our first song of this set was What I Got by Sublime from their 1996 self-titled third and final studio album. Frontman Bradley Nowell died of a heroin overdose about a month before its release. Moving on to set number three of Lithium is My Co-Pilot, copying the playlist that I heard on Sirius XM during 2 days of commuting to work and back, we begin this set with Gin Blossoms.
Yeah.
That was 1979 by the Smashing Pumpkins from their 1995 LP, Melancholy and the Infinite Sadness. Before Smashing Pumpkins was Pearl Jam and Wishlist. That's a song Jill texted me and said, this song's underrated, and that's for sure. That track came from their fifth studio album titled Yield, which was released in 1998. And we opened with Jim Blossoms and Found Out About You. The song was originally included on an independent label debut album in 1989 titled Dusted, but was re-released on a Jim Blossoms' first major label LP, New Miserable Experience, in 1992. We're halfway through our playlist here on The Big Show, and our next set of 90s alternative rock and grunge begins with Cracker.
You see, man, we got these questions. Is it true that you have sold your soul? I say, hey, man, I don't know. Give me a quarter, won't you? I'll call my accountant. Let's get off it. Get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth and start to spin it. Get off it. Get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth. All we're trying to do is make a fortune. Yeah, we ain't got no government loans, and no one sends a check from home. I guess it, we're just doing what we wanna. So let's get off this. Get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth and start to spin it. Get off this. Get on with it. If you wanna change the world, shut your mouth. Where the guitar player's staying now in Hollywood is saying he's just trying to get some sleep. Whatever was complaining, are you truly deeply cynical? A boy, you know I loved you so, and no one knew your name. You were pompous. Let's get out there. Get on with it. If you want to change the world, shut your mouth and start to spin it.
Na 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 na
kind of a 90s one-hit wonder. That was In the Meantime by Space Hog. The track is from their 1996 debut album, Resident Alien. Before Space Hog, we heard Plowed from the 1994 debut LP by Sponge called Rotting Pinata. And the set started with Cracker and Get Off This from the band's second studio album, Kerosene Hat. Interesting thing about this band, formed in 1990, they're still out there recording and playing, and they are on their 11th drummer in 33 years. On to our next to last set here on Rock This Town Radio with TC, celebration of 90s grunge and alternative rock. This is the late, great Chris Cornell and Soundgarden.
Whatsoever I fear, it comes to life. And whatsoever I fought all became my life.
Okay, Fall Down by Toad the Wet Sprocket, off their fourth studio album, Dulcinea, released in 1994. Our middle song in this set was Trippin' on a Hole in a Paper Heart by Stone Temple Pilots. That track can be found on their third studio release called Tiny Music, Sounds from the Vatican Gift Shop, which came out in 1996. And we started with Soundgarden and Fell on Black Days from their fourth studio album, Super Unknown, from 1994. We've reached the last set on Lithium is My Co-Pilot, featuring all things 90s, alternative rock and grunge. And we're going to get it going with the Meat Puppets.
Backwaters world, and there is something that'll never change. Something will never change.
I'm
Okay, we end our 90s grunge and alternative rock smorgasbord, sadly, with Bush and Little Things from their debut album, 16 Stone, from 1994. You want to feel a little old? Frontman Gavin Rossdale just became a first-time grandfather 2 weeks ago. REM's Losing My Religion, the first track on their hugely successful seventh studio album, Out of Time. And that was released in 1991. And the Meat Puppets started our last set with Backwire from their 1994 LP, Too High to Die. Carl, I've always loved that song, and I wanted to hear more of the Meat Puppets, so I bought their live DVD, and it sucked. I don't think I've ever made it through the whole – I'm serious. I don't think I ever made it through the whole show. And it shows bands can do amazing things in the studio that don't always translate well out on the road.
Oh, absolutely. So, absolutely.
Yeah. What are your observations about tonight's playlist? Anything new?
Okay, I have two questions for you, okay?
Okay.
I've got two questions. Out of all the songs you played, which one is my favorite and the only band I bought a CD of?
Let me go back. I forgot what I played.
I have your playlist in front of me. You sent it to me in Messenger, so.
First half of the show or second half?
I'll give you a hint. First half of the show.
First half of the show. I would have to go with either Jane's Addiction or Smashing Pumpkins.
You were right on your first choice, Jane's Addiction.
Uh huh. Yep. I knew it.
You know that one jumped out at me because it sounded different.
Really? Because you haven't heard it in a while,
it did.
Or?
No. I mean, in terms of, I knew all these songs. I've heard most of them, and if I didn't know the song, I knew the band.
Yeah.
Okay? But out of all those songs you played today, that's the one that stands out because it sounds different to me.
That
and
was
it sounds
their...
more like punk. It's more
well,
punk.
Well, see, that's what it was. They were a transition from punk to grunge. I think they were the one. And Screaming Trees and Alice in Chains were all bands that jumped right over those fucking 80s. They took the punk and they brought it into the rock and roll, and that's basically what grunge is. Yeah,
it's an
punk
attitude
oriented.
For sure, but there is a specific sort of minor key thing going on, and kind of like woe is me and so on and so forth, which isn't my... Exactly my thing. I'd rather be angry and say fuck you. But yeah, this is good stuff. And I got something else too. The other thing is, you know, Chris Cornell and Soundgarden. God, what a voice.
Oh yeah.
And what a band. Okay, no question. But I wanted to ask you, Cornell's last band, which was Audioslave.
Right.
Would you consider that grunge or was that something different?
Well, I think I actually thought Audioslave was a continuance of Soundgarden as far, you know,
that's what
I heard.
I would agree with that.
So I think they kept that whole attitude going, if you want
to
call that musical attitude.
To me, I think a lot of grunge is an attitude, just like I think punk is an attitude. There's all different types of punk and sounds.
Yeah.
You've got the Cramps, you've got Ian Dury, you got Bad Brains, you've got Fear, you know, but to me, it's always about an attitude. And that's true here too, I think.
Yeah. They weren't afraid to use the word fuck. That's one thing.
No.
You know, for being, you know, trying to, and they kind of walked a fine line because, they want to sell records, but they also want to express themselves. So, you know, they had to deal with the censorship and all that bullshit. But, and it's funny because, you know, if you look at any one of those bands that came out, because, you know, this is all basically, I don't care where they're from, but it came from Seattle. You know, that's where it first started. But you talk to the Seattle bands like Alice in Chains and all them, they're going to point you back to Boston and the Pixies. That's where a lot of them got their influence. And the Pixies was really the band that, you know, okay, they took the punk and they put it into the rock and everybody kind of followed in behind them. But, you know, and it's funny too, because you hear, if you really know the genre, you know, what would have happened if Kurt Cobain lived? How much his death just changed the whole spectrum, the whole thing. You know, I mean, you wouldn't have had people like Eddie Vedder and stuff like that. I mean, yeah, well, you know, Pearl Jam eventually got together, but they didn't get together till after Cobain. Look at the Foo Fighters and everything. I mean, when he died, it changed the whole thing. And that's another thing I want to mention right now for anybody who's listening, because I've been kind of harping on everybody to get out of the 70s and get to the 90s and introduce you to some music. This set list, I followed SiriusXM, what they were playing. If you notice, I didn't have any Alice in Chains. I didn't have any Foo Fighters. I didn't have Screaming Trees. I didn't have a lot of bands. If I was going to do a primer for you for 90s grunge and alternative rock, I would have to have 100 songs. I would. Even on this set list, it wasn't like the best song from every band. You know what I mean? It was whatever I heard on the radio. So it's songs that I'm not going to say which ones, but maybe there's a couple in there I would have said, well, I'm not playing that for them. You know, this is a song I would play to recommend them. Or if I really want somebody to listen to the 90s, I'm playing Foo Fighters. And I'm playing Alice in Chains and Screaming Trees. And, God, there's so many bands that didn't make the cut. But I think we had a pretty good representation of the 90s of how great that music was. And I really believe that they saved rock and roll. They really did.
Mm-hmm. So, I think they certainly put a place for themselves and were incredibly influential. And that's what you do in decades. You know, each decade is different. In the 90s were grunge. And they took they owned it, without a doubt.
Well, another band Jill just mentioned, she's saying Audioslave was Rage Against the Machine with a new frontman. But basically they were, but there's another band, Rage Against the Machine, that I would have included in the 90s. You know, so great. Well, enjoyed
it
then.
I liked Rage, too. I liked Rage.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. So you enjoyed that set, huh?
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Good. Okay, and those are the two you had a question for. You want to, let's see, how are we doing? We're doing good on time.
I think we're good. We got birthdays, so why don't you go with the birthdays, and I'll hit you after that, and then we'll get into housekeeping, okay?
Sounds good, man. Okay, we have one birthday today. All right, we have one birthday today, but I'm saving that for the songs. Okay, tomorrow, Barbara Streisand is 81. You done back? What'd you just do, flush a toilet or something? We heard you back there, Carl. Okay, anyways, Monday, Barbara Streisand's 81. Tuesday, Ella Fitzgerald, born in 1917, died in 1996. Great blues guitarist Albert King, born 1923, died in 1992. Tuesday also, Steve Ferrone is 73. He was the Heartbreakers drummer. And it's funny, Tom Petty used to joke because Ferrone was there together for 40 years, and he was there for the last 27. Petty always called him the new guy. Okay, Wednesday, Duane Eddy, still going, 85 years old. Wednesday also, Gary Wright of Dreamweaver fame is 80. Thursday, great soul blues singer Ann Peebles, 76. Thursday, Kate Pearson, B-52s, 75. Thursday, Ace Frehley is 72. And Sheena Easton is 64. On Friday, Chuck Lavelle of the Allman Brothers will be 71. Saturday, Duke Ellington was born in 1899, died in 1974. And Saturday, Roll Me Up and Smoke Me, he's still alive, though, Willie Nelson, 90 years old on Saturday. Happy birthday, Willie. Saturday, Rod McEwen, who was a 70s-era poet, born in 1933, died in 2015. Another great blues man, Otis Rush, born in 1934, died in 2018. And Saturday, Tammy Terrell, who was Marvin Gaye's singing partner, wonderful voice, hot chick, born in 1945, died in 1970. And Saturday, Carney Wilson, Wilson Phillips, that's it. She'll be 55. Who names her daughter Carney, like after a carnival? Anyways, okay. Enough on that. And we have some birthday songs for you. And a very happy heavenly birthday to this man, Roy Orbison, today.
Every time I look into your loving eyes, I feel love that money just can't buy. One look from you, I drift away. I pray that you about you tells me I'm your man. I live my life to be with you. No one can do the things you do.
over yonder. What do you see? The sun is rising, most definitely. A new day is coming. Ooh, ooh, ooh. People are changing. Ain't it beautiful? Ooh, ooh. Crystal blue persuasion. Better get ready. Don't see.
Okay, that was Tommy James and the Shondells with Crystal Blue Persuasion from 1968. Tommy James will be 76 on Saturday. Badfinger with No Matter What from their 1970 album No Dice. Guitarist and frontman Peter Hamm was born on 4/27, and sadly he joined the 27 Club when he committed suicide in 1975. It's a real tragic story. A record company greed, and that was part of it. And we started our birthday songs with Roy Orbison and You Got It. It was from his Mystery Girl LP, which was his 22nd and final studio album, released in 1988, just a month before his death. A happy heavenly birthday to Roy Orbison, born on this day in 1936. And Carl, you always hear the saying, there will never be another one like him. And that's for damn sure about Roy Orbison.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I want to just mention something, someone you sort of passed by, and that was Rod McKuen.
Yeah.
He was quite a character, and you know, he started doing poetry with You know, Allen Ginsberg and Jack Kerouac and San Francisco did a lot of folk albums. He translated all of Jacques Brel's music from the 60s, which I love. He also worked specifically with a choral conductor by the name of Anita Kerr with this whole series of albums he did in the 70s. Another interesting thing about McEwen, he was an early pioneer of the LGBTQ community and was a member of the Mattachine Society, which was the earliest gay rights activist in the 50s. So just wanted to bring that out.
Yeah, it seems like when we were kids, he was on TV every week. I know, Sullivan or whatever show. But, I mean, you know, I could have went on and on about him, yes. But I mentioned just his poetry.
One other thing I wanted to ask you. Okay, he put out a bunch of albums in the 50s, but his first 45, can you name it? And can you name, he was featured on it. He didn't record it under his own name. Do you know what it was?
No.
Any idea? It
no.
was a novelty tune called The Mummy by Bob McFadden. And they had a character on there who was a beatnik, and that was played by Rod McEwen. And it's Bob McFadden and Dore, which is Rod backwards. So, I just wanted to mention that, too, because I have that 45. So, yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
That's nice.
I'm all done.
I wanted to bring up about Tommy James. I think I've mentioned this on a show before about he put out a song. I think it was Hanky Panky, wasn't it, in 1962? They recorded that.
I think.
Didn't do anything. Just kind of disappeared. Everybody went on his way. His band, half of them joined the Army, half went to college. And it was like 1964. He found out that right here in Pittsburgh, somebody found that single in a record store, took it to a radio station. They started playing it, Hanky Panky. And somebody bootlegged it, and they started selling copies. And before you knew it, they sold like 15,000 copies of this bootleg Hanky Panky by Tommy James. So he's up in Michigan, I think. He hears about this. Somebody calls him up, some promoter from here, and says, we got to get you down here. He goes, I don't even have a fucking band anymore. You know, they all left. So he came to Pittsburgh, and they needed a band for him because they wanted to do a concert. So somebody took him to one club to see a band, and they didn't do anything for him. And somebody told him, he goes, come on, let's go to another club. I know a band I think is going to work for you. And they went to the Thunderbird, which is the venue I've talked about a lot that I can walk to from here. I've seen a bunch of bands there. And they went down there to see that band, and he signed them up to be the Shondells. So the Shondells came from Pittsburgh. Crazy story. Crazy
Absolutely.
Story how that worked out. It's rock and roll, man, and that's how rock and roll works. You know, he sold the most singles, I think it was like between 67 and 70, than anybody, even the
including
Beatles.
Including the Beatles.
The Beatles. Outsold everybody. And he's
well,
still
that,
alive.
That brings something up. That brings something up real quick. I'm working on doing a show on bubblegum music, and Tommy James is part of that. And I'm in the midst of doing notes on a 3-hour documentary. So probably within the next month, we're going to do that.
Didn't we talk about that?
Bubblegum. Yeah, we did. But I went down a rabbit hole with this damn 3-hour documentary. So I'm working on that right now.
I'm off the hook.
At least for now. I'll probably bring you in for the show.
Well, I started looking at it and the definition of it. And boy, it's a wide, wide definition. Because I think of bubble gum, I think of the Archies and Ohio Express, and I find out Tommy James is considered a bubble gum. And so, I'll be a consultant on that one.
Okay, cool.
All right. All right, man, what do you got for us this week?
What do I have for us this week? Actually, I have a bunch of stuff.
Okay. Have at
okay,
it.
So what we're going to do is first, now I've lost it. Damn it. I don't know what it is with me today. It's been a sort of a
you're grumpy.
Day for
you already
me.
Told me you're a grumpy day.
Yeah, I'm definitely grumpy. Okay.
And you're supposed to be better after listening to 90s Brock, so.
And I
not,
am. I am. But
okay,
still
if that didn't
day.
Fix you, go to bed. Okay, go
yeah,
ahead.
Yeah, tell me about it.
What do you got? What
so,
you got?
So on Wednesday, we're going to bring in a very good friend of ours, actor Kenan Walker out of Memphis. He is also the Duck Master at the Peabody Motel.
The Duck Master.
Yes, he's the Duck Master.
Wednesday night.
And he's going to be what?
Wednesday night?
Yeah, Wednesday night.
Oh, you tell me after I get tickets to go see the Pirates play the Dodgers. Okay, anyways, I can find it in the archives.
Well, you can always listen to it. And he's a great guy. We're going to bring him in on Wednesday. On Thursday, Vicky is back with her show, The Enchanted Kaleidoscope. And
nice.
We have a very special guest. They're going to be discussing Star Wars and particularly Picard. But he's coming back to us. He was one of our podcasters for a while. Steve, a.k.a. Limes Marshall, Terror with a Twist of Limes, is coming back to us. And we are so happy to have him back. And that's going to be on Thursday. And we do have something in the works for Saturday, but nothing yet. But I will say this, a week from tomorrow, which is the 2nd of May, we're having a Carl's Cavern, and we have a very, very special guest, Miss Rhonda Jo Petty. Now, if you do not know the name, let us just say she was a performer in the golden age of porn. We're going to, this is a series that we've done with, like, Jeannie Silver, and we've had Howie Gordon, Richard Bola on and such. But we're going to have Rhonda on. She wants to talk about her life and that sort of thing. And there we'll also have Patrick Crane. And we may even get director Bob Chin in on this. We're working
cool.
on that right now. Okay, so that's going to happen on the 2nd. I've been working on getting this together for quite a while.
That will be the most fun Rhonda ever had with her clothes on. But you don't know.
Well, I'll tell you what,
she might do the show nude.
Sober.
She might do the show
no,
nude.
I'm not doing
we
the show nude. No.
You will. You probably
but,
will
but,
be.
If we get Jeannie on there, Jeannie's been on with us a number of times, and she's an absolute blast, and they're really good friends. So I'm hoping to get Jeannie on, too, for this.
Okay, and then the day before that, which will be a week from today, Randy Gourley, our buddy up in Erie, will be back as co-host. And we have a really cool theme for Rock This Town Radio at TC that night. It's called Hitting the Pavement with Randy. And we will be playing 9 songs each with thoroughfares in the titles, roads, streets, highways, avenues, boulevards, you name it. Some songs you probably know and lots that you don't. It's definitely going to be a fun show. Always love having Randy and Jill contributing to the playlist and the big show. So Randy will be with us next week.
Oh, and I can take the week off. You can tell my guy who claps he doesn't need to show up next week.
Yeah, he's back in rehab again, by the way.
I know. I heard.
He relapsed. One thing good about you, you know, from what we learned at the beginning of the show about you, You can't clap with one hand.
No, you can't.
While your other hand is
stomp my foot.
Well, while your other hand is busy.
Yeah, but I can stomp my foot.
Yeah, you're right. You can at that time. Okay.
Yeah.
So, anyways, you can find all our great podcasts right here on the Deviant Legion Network on Blog Talk Radio. Listen live or catch any of our shows in the on-demand episodes, archives, whenever it works for you. And I will be doing that after Wednesday night because, like I said, I'm going to go see the Pirates play the L.A. Dodgers. And I'm in the front row of the left field bleachers where all the fun people sit. So I'm it's like baseball mosh pit. I'll have a great time. Okay, man, anything else you want to add, Carl, before we say adios?
No, that's it. Again, really good show, and thanks for having me on, as always.
I think I have to. Doesn't my contract say you have to be on here?
Yes, exactly. I'll have to read that on air.
Okay, I'll give you a call after the show, man.
All right, man.
Thank you. Thank you very much for joining us again, Carl, as always. And you can pull up our Facebook page after the show for tonight's playlist and follow us at Rock This Town Radio with TC. Check out my YouTube channel at TCC77 for concert videos that I've shot at shows around the country. I have new videos from the Mark Broussard show I saw on Tuesday night. And I see that I've already had over 400 views on a couple of the songs, which just blew me away. Okay, check them out. That's TCC77 on YouTube. We hope you enjoyed our 90s grunge and alternative rock show tonight. On behalf of Carl and Cuddles the Cat, we hope that you have a safe and happy week. And as those cool cats say, we'll see you on the flip side.